Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do whatever I can.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio Graves. I'm calling to you live from Albuquerque, New Mexico today, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I've got my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com with me today. Rhonda, are you there? Uh-oh. Miss Rhonda, are you with me? Well, that tells me we're having some technical difficulties, guys. Hopefully Rhonda can get unmuted here in a couple of minutes, because we've got some guests here that I have really been looking forward to. Rhonda, just pipe up when you're there. Are our guests here is another question. I wish I could go and look myself, but unfortunately I can't seem to get on the internet at all at the moment. So I was relying on Rhonda to get into the switchboard and get herself and our guests unmuted. Rhonda? Okay, so let me start talking a little bit about what you're going to hear on today's show. Our guests today are two of my dearest friends, two of the best people on this planet. They are known as Joe and Mabel from the Joe and Mabel Show, but they are really Jane Mark and Phil Bastian. And I've really been looking forward to having them on today to talk about their latest project called So Cool, which I hear is taking off like gangbusters. So it's going to be a great time for us to learn a little bit more about So Cool and how So Cool can help you grow your business. I'm going to see if I can't get back online myself. Rhonda, if you want me to, you can just call direct on my phone and I can three-way you into the show, if that'll help any. And I'll see if I can't do something on my end to get you guys unmuted too. Just bear with me, everybody, while we go through this. I've got a touch of the flu myself today, so hopefully I don't have to dart off in the middle of the show.
I'm here now, so I'm
finally
on.
There you are.
I was able, took me a few tries, but I was able to unmute myself at last.
Good, good, good. Were you able to get Jane and Phil unmuted also?
I am not seeing them in the console, but I have the thingy up.
So, Jane and Phil, if you're here, if you could raise your hand by hitting 1 on your keypad, that'll indicate to us that you're there so that we know who to unmute.
As we do that, let me see something here. When I think about relationship marketing, these fabulous people, Jane and Phil, are the people who definitely come to mind. They're right on the top of the list.
Absolutely. You know, a couple of years ago, I had an event that I held in Sandusky, Ohio, and I had invited so many people to be there, and Jane and Phil came, even though they weren't speakers. They just came to support me. And that says a lot about who they are. And it was really neat because it gave me some time to sit down and really talk to them. And Phil and Jane have such a huge amount of experience in the advertising world and really in relationship marketing. Everything that they do is based around relationship marketing. And I've been so looking forward to having them on this show to talk about that.
Yes, absolutely. They are, and they're dynamic people. And the thing is, they're in advertising, really. I mean, they have all kinds of ways for people to advertise, but yet when you talk to them, they don't talk like normal advertising people that I've ever
met. No, they don't, do they?
No, I mean, because usually the advertising people, it's just all about them getting their message across to get people to sign up for their thing. And I even had somebody refer someone possibly for this show, and I was like, man, I just looked at their stuff and I got a sticky pit in my stomach feeling going, no, this isn't relationship marketing. That's just pure and simple advertising, and there's a huge difference. But when you talk to Jane and Phil, they're definitely the type of people who are in, really know that they are real, warm, friendly people. You wouldn't know specifically that they were into advertising until you say, well, you know, what websites do you have or whatever, because they're just so warm.
And they live such a neat life. Half the year they live in Australia, which is where Phil is from, and half the year they live in New York, which is where Jane is from. And so they
right.
kind of bounce back and forth between the two places. And I really think that I've often thought about, well, why don't they just settle down in one place? And I don't think it's in them to do that. New York is such a advertising kind of world. I don't think either one of them would be happy without the other side to their lives of going back to Australia every year.
I'm going to mute it out for a second and just give them a quick call here. So bear with me just a moment, Gina, and I will be right back. I'm going to mute my blog talk line here.
That sounds great. And while Rhonda's doing that, I just want to remind folks that next week I am starting a 12-week program that I'm calling the Fast Start Program. Basically, the way that this works is kind of different than anything I've ever done before. I am in the process of building a new business for my husband, Bill. Bill has never run a business before. So in order to build this business that he can have and that he can run, I need to also teach him everything he needs to know. All about setting up the business, all about running the business, all about turning this into a successful five-figure per month income for him. I plan on doing that over the next 12 weeks, starting next week. The business is going to be called Abundant RVing. You'll find it at www.abundantrving.com. There's a blog up, and you'll see there's nothing on it yet because I'm waiting for the class to get started. I'm going to let folks take a look over my shoulder and be a part of the calls that I'm using to teach Bill so that you can follow along and do the exact same things to grow a business for yourself. This is probably one of the lowest priced coaching programs I've ever done, and I really did do it because of the fact that I'm going to do it anyway, with or without you there, to teach Bill. And so why not just give you a break and let you come in? You'll still be able to interact. I don't mute my lines ever. You'll be able to come in, interact, get your questions answered, and really get your business up and running quickly in 2010. This is something that works for people just getting started. It also works for people who are just already out there but not seeing the results that they're looking for. So if that sounds like you, you want to get over to www.askggg.com/12weeks. www.askggg.com/12weeks. That's the number 12 weeks. We are limiting the space, so make sure that you get your seats before next week because we probably will pull the plug by then. Are you back yet, Rhonda? Okay, so I'm just getting logged into the internet finally. I've been trying for over a half an hour. One of the things I did this weekend, getting ready for this new coaching program, was I went out and I started setting up some of the accounts that I want to have for Abundant RVing. So I set up a Twitter account. If you go to twitter.com/AbundantRVing, you can follow us on Twitter. We're setting up a Facebook account. We're setting up a Ning account. We're setting up a bunch of social networking and social bookmarking accounts. And on Twitter, I wanted to have a blog, a background for the Twitter account that could really be something that didn't look so ordinary. And man, did I find a really cool little tool that you can use totally free to customize your background. If you go to askggg.com/twit, T-W-I-T, back, B-A-C-K. askggg.com/twit, T-W-I-T, B-A-C-K. You'll find it there.
Excellent. All right, I am back.
Good. Did we find Jane and Phil?
Yes, and they've had something come up, so I guess we will do that at a different time, and we will just do something a little bit different and off the cuff today, so that's perfectly all right. We'll do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, so I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, things, you know, things happen sometimes, and I heard that you had to, first, of course, turn my volume down, but it sounds like you were speaking of your brand new products that we featured in last week's show, which is great.
I was just reminding everyone that that class gets started next week, so that if they haven't gotten registered yet, they still want to get in, they can still do that. There's a way to make payments so you don't have to plunk a bunch of money down at one time, and it really is. It's the most reasonably priced coaching program that I've ever put out there. So I've been working on it quite a bit over the last couple of days, Rhonda, and while I was working on it, one of the things I was doing was setting up a Twitter account for it. And man, did I find the coolest tool. If you go to askggg.com/twitback, T-W-I-T-B-A-C-K,
mm-hmm.
There is this great little tool that you can use to create your own custom background for Twitter. And
mm-hmm.
It is the easiest little thing to use. So I ran into that, and then I ran into another little thing. I got to get you a link. Let me find it. I found this site that's relatively new. It opened about 3 weeks ago. And it is just one of the coolest ideas I've ever seen. Basically, it's a site that runs contests. And the contests run about 3 to 4 weeks at a time. They have about $11,000 worth of prizes for each and every one of the contests, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
What happens is people who have businesses like me and you go and put videos up on this site. And it can't just be any old video. It has to be a video that can touch people's lives. Once you put this video up on this site, the people who are coming to the site get to earn points for commenting on videos, for telling other people about videos, for subscribing to a feed for the videos. There's just tons of different ways that you earn points. And the people who get the highest points win. Now, the neat part about it is, as a business owner who creates a video, it is totally free to put your video in there. So you can really rely on their traffic, and they're going to drive a lot of traffic with this contest, to get visitors to your video, and they encourage you to promote your products in that video, but you've got to do it with a heartwarming story. If you go to askggg.com/do-miracles, askggg.com/do-miracles, you can both get in there and start earning points so that you can win one of the contests by viewing other people's videos, and I want to encourage everybody to go and find a heartwarming story about your business or about your product that you can put into Do Miracles to get this traffic for your own stuff, too. It's really cool. It's a great example of a way to use relationship marketing, because it's all about building relationships when you're putting out those kinds of videos. And basically what they're saying there is that they're sick and tired of all these hype-filled, crappy videos that are out on YouTube and all over the Internet. They do nothing more than really pump a bunch of stuff that's crap, sorry to say. And basically what they're saying is it's time to change all that, and they want to reward people who are willing to take it into a cleaner, nicer level and really put videos out there that can serve other people. And so they reward you by giving you traffic, and they reward the visitors by giving them points to win all these great prizes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very cool. I like that. I'll have to check that out, and I'm already designing my little Twitter background using that tool that you mentioned.
Isn't that cool? I just love that little tool.
It's fun because I just had something for my background that was a picture of a full moon. It was real pretty, but I was going, I need to change my background today. So I just popped one in there from that tool, and that's cool. That's very neat.
And you can upload your own pictures into it, and it turns it into a background also.
I haven't done that yet. I just used one of theirs for right now because it's easier while I'm also being on the radio and stuff. But, yeah, that's really neat. Even if you don't have a picture handy or you want to pop something in, you can see mine at twitter.com/thestorylady. And you'll see what I've...
And you can see the one that I created at, twitter.com/abundantrving. And while you're there, make sure you follow us. That is going to be Bill's Twitter account. I'll do a few initial tweets while I'm getting him up to speed, but I got him to install an app on his phone yesterday, so he's going to be figuring tweeting out.
Good for him. Well, that's great. He can always ask me for any assistance. I would be happy to be of service to him there. And so I have
remember a few years ago when you had offered to help Bill with a book, and he went and dictated, and we did send them to you, but somehow they didn't get through?
The file never came, but I'm still excited to do it, yes.
Well, over the last couple of days, I sat through all of the audios. The first one, the introduction, is over 2 hours long, and it's the introduction.
Oh, that's like a book in itself, hon.
I'm like, oh, goodness. Bill really needed to have a little more direction, I think. So I've decided what we're going to do is it would be easier to not use the audios because there's 7 of them. Between all 7 of them, they're like, I don't know, over 10 hours. I think the better way to do it so that we can really put something out there that serves people is during this 12-week coaching program, we're actually going to have Bill create a product. And that product will be done through a teleconference that will then get recorded so that we have an audio product. It will also get transcribed and edited so that it can become an info product as an ebook. And I really want him to put that into a book format in a print book, too. So
the thing also I thought would be very cool, and I like that, that's going to be excellent. When we have him actually doing the book, no matter what means we use to get the book done, it would be so cool to have that become a product where as I'm coaching Bill through doing his book, perhaps we can basically sell seats and let other people listen in. And
that's
help
a great idea.
I would love to do that. Yeah.
I would be thrilled to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Then so in a way, then we get paid for helping him write the book, and other people get to listen in because anybody who is an expert needs to make sure that 2010 is the year that you become an author and showcase that expertise because it's great to have products.
And not just become an author, but really become someone who's truly using the power of the Internet and books to really let you live the life of your dreams. That's what my motto is for 2010 is, it's all about living the life of your dreams.
Yes. Well, because why live anything less than the life of your dreams? That's really my feeling is the reason that we are all here is to let our brilliance shine forth in everything that we do and to live the life of our dreams and serve people along the way. So this is the year. Decade is a big deal. A new decade's always a big deal.
Absolutely. So I'm glad that I'm starting that program out at the beginning of 2010. What a great way to kick the year off. You know, by the time you're one quarter into the year, your business will be up and running if you're following along and actually doing the assignments every week. And very shortly thereafter, I'm hoping that Bill's making sales by the end of that 90-day period. I mean, 12 weeks and 90 days.
I'm hoping,
Uh-huh. He's not going to be making a $10,000 a month wage by then, but if he's making any sales, you know, even a couple $100 a month, I will be thrilled to high heavens. And if he really follows everything that I teach him, he should be able to get there easily. I'm part of a new project with Stephanie Frank that we're just kicking off that I can't really divulge all the details of right now, but it's going to impact this 12-week program a little bit because what we're doing with this project is so cool. There's five of us, and we are putting together a plan that will let us bring in $1 million apiece in 90 days.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
We've partnered essentially with a very underground internet marketer who's already done this in his own business, $1 million in 90 days, who wants to share his system with us so that we can prove that it's duplicatable. And we will use that system to be able to produce the $1 million apiece for five of us, $5 million total in 90 days. And I'm going to be using a lot of those techniques as I'm building the Abundant RVing business for Bill. No, I'm not going for $1 million in 90 days. It will require an awful lot of resources that I don't think the average individual would have access to. For us to do that much in 90 days, we're only able to do that because we have a team of about 400 outsourcers at our disposal. Short of having that, there's no way in heck you could ever get to that kind of number that quickly. But I think it is very realistic that you could easily get in the 12-week program to $1,000 a month. And very shortly thereafter, if you continue applying the system that you'll learn, it shouldn't be that far behind to get to a full five figures per month. So I'm really excited about that moving into next year.
Well, that is fabulous. And I think it's an important distinction. There is so much about, you know, basically from zero to millionaire in 3 seconds, essentially, is what it feels like with stuff. And what you're talking about is that you're able to have because of the resources that you have. That's what's allowing you to be able to do this much this quickly, because you have so many outsourcers who are, you know, able to work at what for them is a good wage, but for people like us is very, very affordable, and be able to make this happen. And it's really nobody
can. The average person can't afford to hire 400 people at one time when they're just starting out. It just can't happen. Might be able to hire one, but not 400.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
So, and one of the things we've already decided is that the thing we sell in this project, we don't know what we're going to sell yet, but we know that it will not be teaching people how to do what we just did.
Right.
Because is it duplicatable? Sure, it's duplicatable. But it's only duplicatable if you've got all these resources first. And how do we sell that, you know?
Right, you can't sell that to the average person because someone probably needs to have a six-figure business to be able to afford it and make it work or whatever, a lot of resources.
Precisely.
Right.
So we know that that's not what we're going to sell. Short of that, we don't even know what we're going to sell yet. We are all going out there using our own systems for researching markets to even figure out what it is we're going to do. What market are we going into? What are we going to sell? We're answering all of those questions in the first 2 weeks of the 90 days.
Right. That is amazing. That's very cool. So, yeah, you'll have to answer that one pretty early because that's going to shape the direction of some of the things that you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, I mean, the thing that I'm most adamant about is that whatever it is that we decide to do, it has to harmonize with everything else that all of us are doing. And luckily, we really do have very complementary businesses already, thank goodness, because if we were like one person's in golf and one person's in art and one person's in basket weaving, we'd have nothing in common. Finding a common way to harmonize them wouldn't work. We do have complementary businesses to start. I don't I am not willing to put 90 days of my time into anything unless it helps me long-term to grow the business that I already have. I mean, even making $1 million wouldn't justify it because it's totally a distraction that would take me away from what I'm already doing. So we know it's got to have something that can build some part of my business that's already there. But short of that, we really don't know anything closer to what it's going to be. Can't wait to see what the results of the research from each of us is going to look like, because we each approach research from a little bit of a different direction. So it's going to be fun just looking at all the research coming in.
Right. And it'll be interesting to see if, you know, if you happen to find an interesting tweak on research from somebody else that works or whatever, you know, that actually helps you.
Exactly. And so we just kicked this off yesterday, and the 90 days starts officially January 1st. So
watch for it.
I'm sure I'll be able to give you guys more updates as we move forward and we have some ideas of what we're doing.
That will be excellent. That will be really interesting to find out what you do, even though it's not something the average person can duplicate. But I know you're going to not only make money, but learn some really interesting things along the way.
Would be duplicatable is if you came into the 12-week program and you use the 12-week program to build the resources that you'd need to be able to tap into outsourced help to build $1 million business in only 90 days. That would make it doable.
Right.
So, you know, and like I said, I am going to be teaching some of what we're doing anyway, because some of it, we've actually taken this other guy's system and my system and kind of combined them into one unique system. And so it kind of carries over into what I'll be teaching, especially when it comes to social marketing, because it's a process that is heavily involving social marketing and social media. Really makes use of blogs in an even bigger way than my normal system that I normally teach does. I mean, my goodness, this guy's been blogging. In the blog system that he's created, you have to have at least 5 to 6 new posts per day, every day.
Huh.
And my blogging system, I say you need 1 per day. If you did 5 to 6 per day, you'd get literally 5 to 6 times better results. So he's basically saying that by having 5 to 6, he's getting more like 10 times better results, which is just incredible. And I can't wait to see what he does when it comes to blogging that does get you 10 times better results instead of only 5 to 6 times better results. Because obviously, if I can find a way to make that happen, then even getting 1 post per day would get you about double the results you'd be getting right now, which would be really good.
Yeah, because it would be a lot of work to do 5 or 6 full-blown posts using your, you know, your formula that you have. For most people, that in itself would take quite a lot of time. So.
Well, actually, the way that he does do it, it is even more time-consuming than my system is, and that's why it's absolutely essential that we have access to a whole team of outsourcers. There's no way a single person could do it. Not humanly possible.
Right.
He's got about 72 businesses right now that each one make at least 5 figures per month. He has a couple that are making 6 figures. And for each of those 72 businesses, it takes a minimum of a team of 5 to 10 people to run.
Right.
So... And like I said, he's an underground internet marketer. He's not someone that's been on the speaking circuit. He's not someone whose name you'd recognize if I mentioned it. So I'll even try and see if I can find a way to get him to come up on our show, because
that would be great.
The things that he does with blogging are very much all around relationship building. That's the whole reason he's using blogging in the first place.
Well, that's great. I mean, you know, again, the interesting thing about putting the relationship marketing angle is very different from other ways of whether it's blogging or anything else. It's a very different approach. You know, we earlier were talking about how Jane and Phil their way of advertising is very much a relationship marketing approach, and certainly the way we teach you blogging is a relationship marketing approach as well.
Absolutely.
And that there are other ways to blog. I mean, there are people who just do blogs whose only reason in life is to get people there and use AdSense or whatever, and that is certainly not a relationship marketing blog, but the way that we teach you is. And so it's important, if you're going to really focus on building relationships and building a following, then everything in your business needs to speak to that and needs to lead you toward that goal.
And the whole reason for it, the whole reason for the blog, the whole reason for building relationships is because you want to then sell something else. You're not interested
right.
in making a couple of pennies from getting people to click on an ad. You want to do something else. And
uh-huh.
if you're using relationship marketing, that usually means that you want to make a difference in some way, shape, or form. But it doesn't have to. I've seen people in offline businesses who are just trying to get more traffic in the door or get more of their physical products sold, successfully use my blogging system to do that. It doesn't have to be making a difference. I like to think that if you're really out there making a difference, that you'll end up making even more money still.
Oh.
So that it really makes sense to use the blog to help make a difference?
I just opened the mic because I just happened to look and we have somebody with their hand raised. So who's joined us here?
Hi. Rhonda?
Hi, hello.
It's Jane.
Hello,
sweetie. I completely had the wrong time, oh my, don't ask. But I'm here, and then Phil's going to be here at 1. So,
that's awesome. Thank you so much, James.
Darling. My God.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened to my mind, but it flew out the window. Must be the holidays or something. What are you guys talking about so I can chime in?
Well, we were talking about building relationships.
Relationships, and we said wonderful things about you. It's too bad that you missed it, but
you're not kidding. I love it when people say wonderful things.
Of course you do. One thing I said early on, and Gina agreed with me, is that when we think about relationship marketing, you and Phil are two of the people that are like in the first handful. I don't even have to stop and think, oh, gee, gosh, who do I know? You know, Gina comes right up there, and you and Phil definitely. And even that you are in advertising, essentially, but that you do it in a relationship marketing manner, which is just a beautiful thing. And that is really how we opened in praising you for having that approach, because that's really the beautiful way to grow a business and touch people's lives.
Well, I don't see any other way to run a business, actually, because we are so involved with our list members. You know, people say, oh, you know, if you're doing well on the net, you can't approach people and yada yada. Baloney. You know, like our list members ask us questions all the time, and we answer them not because we have to. We love it. They come
mm-hmm.
up with some of our best ideas. And
mm-hmm.
Phil and I feel exactly the same way about marketing online. And that is, if you can't have a relationship with the people that you're doing business with, why bother? You know, go get a job or something boring like that. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, we really enjoy this. It's just something
oh,
we
gosh.
Enjoy. And, you know, I'm trying so hard to teach people on So Cool how to use not just a post, you know, so that they, you know, I just found $1 million business, yadda. People just don't even look at it, you know.
Right.
If you do have something you want to market, then tell them a story behind it. I always tell my personal stories. I joined the site, you know, I tested it, it did this, it does that, I like this, I don't like that. So at least, you know, which you can do on So Cool, because you can do as long a post as you want. But I just don't get it when people don't seem to understand that their lists are actually human beings. that have lives and hopes and dreams and failures and successes, you know.
Because they call them a list.
I mean, it's really, it's a shame that people don't really understand that. And in fact, Phil and I are going in January. Gina, are you going on this cruise?
I am. I'm so looking forward to seeing you
guys.
Are
you really? Oh, that's fabulous. Oh, that's so great. But, I mean, my point is about going on a marketing cruise with other people who do this is because it's really nice to touch them, to hug them, to say hello, to get to know what their lives are about.
And this is the single biggest gathering of marketers that I can ever remember taking place. Can you think of anything bigger?
I know. You mean everybody we're going to bump into is a marketer, huh?
I mean, there's over 600 of us on this cruise.
No, come on.
Swear to goodness, ask Captain Lou. There's over 600 of us on this
600
cruise.
600 marketers?
600 marketers.
Oh, my God. Now you scared me. I'm going to hide in the hair salon.
Oh, yeah, right.
You'll find me in the hair salon, Gina. Rhonda, why aren't you going on this cruise? We would love to have you there.
I don't know. I just hadn't. I guess I hadn't thought much about it, and I heard about it a little bit at some point along the way. But I just said, I don't know. I hadn't heard much about it. Hadn't thought much about it. So
Mike does this every year, and I really, you know, have to give it to him on this score that he gets people together and to have a good time mostly.
And this time there are 12 little mini groups within Mike's bigger group. So I have www.thejvcruise.com, which was a group that we put together. And we're going to have some mastermind meetings just for that group about joint ventures. And I know there's 12 different groups like that that are a part of Mike's bigger group. And that's how it got to 600 people coming on this one cruise.
That's unbelievable. No wonder I couldn't get a suite.
That's exactly why the suites were sold out before August 15th.
I know that.
Wow.
I know. I think they were booked last year. But anyway, Rhonda, this is we're getting off the track here, right? Here we are talking about cruising and whatever. But, I mean, the point really is that you need to touch people in some way, in some meaningful way, where they feel that you're accessible and that you're a real human being and that you really care about them, which in Phil and I's case, we'll die for one of our list members who's having a problem. We really, you know, really do.
And that's why you and I both go to so many events, even if we're not speaking at them, because it's all about connecting with people while you're there.
That's right, and it really doesn't matter whether you're speaking or you're not speaking, or you just need to talk. If you can help somebody find a way to, you know, get it, at least progress from the position wherever they are now to to a little bit higher, then I think that we all feel that, you know, we've made some kind of difference in people's lives, because at some point, it isn't really always about the money. You know, how much money can I make? How much money can I make? That's not always the issue. And if you help somebody really do well in their own field in marketing online, if that's what your field is, it will come back to you anyway 100-fold. So you don't even have to worry about that. But and I think people see through that when it's always, you know, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Nobody wants to make JVs with those kind of people, Gina, right?
Absolutely not, right.
Right. I mean, because you can always tell when the cards are stacked. And it's a very uncomfortable feeling. You know, you do this for me. End of story.
No, I know you guys are working with So Cool now, and I have not told my customers and subscribers a thing about it. I am a member of So Cool. Susan Preston brought me in a couple months ago. But I don't know enough about it because I haven't taken the time to do it.
Well, we're going to shoot you right here on the spot, Gina.
Well, I want to hear about So Cool right here.
Okay.
And I have something that I'm just kicking off right now, the first week of January. I am making Phil get into a business of his own for the first time ever.
Really?
So I'm setting up AbundantRVing.com. The blog's already up there. Still waiting for my custom theme to get finished, but the blog is up. And I am going to teach Bill start to finish everything that he needs to do to build this business into what he wants, which is a five-figure-a-month business within the next 6 months.
Well, then you need to take the time to learn what So Cool does.
That's exactly why I want to learn about it right now.
A giant advertising site, the best we have ever produced. And the reason it's very simple. I mean, once you log in and take a look in the members area, you're going to understand this. But there's a box for the upgraded members, which it says social media. That's the first place you go. And the reason for that is because what So Cool does is you take a post about anything that you want to post about. And once you post it, if you check, make it appear on all the social media, there's a box that says select all. And it posts not at only at So Cool, which is important, but it posts at Twitter and Facebook and then 24 other sites all at the same time.
Now, oh, wow.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And not only that.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to do a little short post like you do at Twitter because, you know, there's only a certain amount you can say in 140 characters. And Google isn't really looking for those little short posts. They want something like a blog with, you know, content and keywords.
Right, and
something
keywords.
Of value. So our upgraded members at So Cool go to immediately they stop posting on the regular posts where everybody else posts. They go to something called Sock Wall, which is just like posting on a blog. It's very easy. It just has, you know, what you see is what you get, editor. And you can write an article or a promo about anything you want as long as you want it to be. You can add a logo. You can add a graphic. You can add a video. You can do whatever you want. And then you select, not only do you select post on all these other sites, these 25 other sites, but it pings dozens and dozens of web blogs. And there's a little box that you check that says ping all these web blogs. So if you don't have a friend at Facebook or you don't know anyone in LinkedIn or, you know, some of these sites, you don't have one follower, it makes absolutely no difference because you're going to post not only on Sock Wall, but on some of these 25 sites are all blog sites. And so your message, which is why it makes it so powerful, is all over the net, but it's also being spidered by Google because they're looking for content. So for Twitter users, you know, they go in there and they're used to using Twitter and getting nowhere, right? Because Twitter is great to say hi to your mother. But basically, that's what it's good for. This really gets your message spidered all over the net in one post. It's amazing, Gina. I mean, it is truly the most powerful. I now use two things to advertise. One is my own lists, of course. But, you know, you only get through to about 20% of that. And then I go right to So Cool. First thing in the morning, I go to the Sock Wall part and I post something. And I'm telling you, I've always been a good marketer and I've usually been in the top 10, you know, on leaders boards and stuff. I am now one and two or three on so many sites I can't even tell you. And it is because of one thing. It's So Cool. And I'm not saying that just because it's our site. I mean, if it didn't work, what, you know, people would find out. They would leave in droves. They love it because it really is getting results. And you can do a lot of other things that you can't do on Twitter. You can actually email your follow. We call them trackers. But you can email them every 3 days. You can direct squeak them every 3 days as a whole bunch. And also, we have a way to get you lots of trackers. Yeah, do you know about Twitter at all?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so if you know about Twitter, you know you have to get followers, right?
Right.
Well, suppose you're just starting out like Bill is going to do. I know he can use your list, but let's pretend he didn't know anybody, doesn't have a list, doesn't know what to do, right?
Exactly.
So he goes to So Cool, and he sets up his site at So Cool, and he joins these other social media sites, which takes 2 seconds, and then he adds that information. The next thing he does is there's something we call SOKINs, which is really like, it's like credits. And when you join SoCool, you get, if you join at a, like you're, I think you're a JV partner or something, you have 350,000 SOKINs. You probably don't even know that, but you do. And you can make an offer of SOKINs. Let's say you're going to offer 3,000 SOKINs for anyone at SoCool who follows you. And they go in and they see that. They see your actual offer. It takes 1 second to do this, by the way. It's great fun. And they go in and they click track Bill, okay, because he's offering 3,000 SOKINs. And they want his SOKINs because they get it in their account. And then they can make an offer to get people to track them. So you can build a list very, very fast at SoCool because you use this thing. I call it a bribe. Phil calls it, what do you call it, an inducement. He has a much nicer word for it. He says it's an inducement. I call it a bribe, you know. Hey, I'm going to give you 10,000 SOKINs. I want you to follow me. And it really works wonderfully, and people are loving that part of it. So combining the two, the power of just going in there and making one post and having it go instantly all over the place is great. But you also want to develop your own list. And that list, even if you have 200 people on it or 300 or however many, that you will always be able to reach them because, of course, if you want to email them, you can. But your message on SoCool to them is going to be seen instantly. So once they get to know you and they're interested in your posts, and that goes back to what we were saying in the beginning, that you want to make your post interesting so that, you know, people want to come back and read it. Otherwise, if it's always the same thing and it's very boring and it's always promoting something rather than trying to tell a story, it's not going to work well. But I'm telling you, Bill will love this site. It is. And today we added something new where when you post, you can actually choose an image. I mean, your photo always appears like it does on Twitter or anywhere else. But you can now put your own image to your own site right before your post. And it makes your post stand out from all the other posts because, mm-hmm. you know, people look down the line of posts and all of a sudden they see a very nice image and they say, oh, I think I'll stop there and look. It is one fascinating site. I mean, it does take you, you have to go into the members area. There's lots of tapes with me on them saying, here's how you use this, here's how you use that. But if you use Twitter at all, you will recognize the format. It's just we took Twitter and added everything they don't have into SoCool. Mm-hmm. You know, and we worked with Susan, by the way, Gina. Yeah, Susan and...
Right. Yep.
Ron and David helped us a lot. And now Willie is one of our best, you know, because he's a real Twitter fan. So he's one of our best SoCool promoters because he, you know, and he, you know Willie, he's a no-kid-around person. It doesn't work. He doesn't use it. So it really is something you should spend some time in because the real meat of it is simply signing up for the social networking sites. And that takes a little while. You know, you got to sign up and whatever. But then you just take your username and password, and then you put it into, it says edit the social network. You just slip your own username and password in it, and there you go. You know, you're ready. Then anytime you post, as long as you click the box that says post on all social networks, it is out all over the place. It's really quite something. I mean, you'll see Gina on the cruise. I never walk. I have this lady who makes these caftans for me. So she made them with a bunch of them with a SoCool logo. And oh, it is so great. I mean, anything that I'm walking around, I'm like a walking advertisement because I am really proud of this site. You know, I mean, 10 years on the net, but this has been our crowning glory. And it is, the funny thing is, it's about making relationships with people because that's what these posts do for you. Just like
that's what social media and social marketing are all about.
That's exactly right. Now, this is obviously geared towards business people, because what we did is when you sign up, you had to pick three categories of interest. And so you can find people on So Cool that are interested in music or real estate or marketing or, you know, joint ventures or blogs or whatever you want. You can go and you can follow just those people who interest you. And believe me, when you follow them, they start to follow you back. So you really also can form a group in So Cool that's a very targeted group of people who are really interested in the same thing. So we really try, unlike a lot of other social media sites, all of which I love, but who the hell has time to log in all the time and say hello? This is really geared towards a more business-oriented population. But you can still get your message out to every place else on the net by simply posting it. So cool. So take a look at it.
One question that I do have is, if I'm blogging on a blog on my own site regularly,
right,
can I take that same post and put it into So Cool, or
absolutely,
do I need a new post?
No, you can take the same post. And here's what happens. You go to Sockwall. If you just, the first box says post message, and that will let you post up to 500 characters, okay? You don't want to go there. So you take your blog post and you go to this little box that says Sockwall. You just copy and paste it in. And then what you do is just hit update to get them on the other social networks. And what happens is, because it's a long, long thing, it takes your subject line, basically, the little bit of the subject line up to about 110 characters. It puts in this bit.ly URL. And so people who see it, say, on Twitter or Facebook, they just see basically your subject line and then a link to click on. That brings them right back to your whole blog post. It's fascinating. I'm telling you, it's going to make your eyes pop when you use it.
And it's totally free to get an account.
Well, it's totally free to get an account, but, I mean, you can't, as a free member, you can't do half of what I just said.
Okay.
So,
and so if they want to upgrade, how much is that?
They can upgrade. The lowest upgrade is $9.95 a month, and that gets you about five sites to post on. But it doesn't
that's
get
really
you,
reasonable for somebody just starting out. So.
That's right. And then they also can post a longer post, not the sock wall, but they can post up to 500 characters. And they can put live links on and their photo and their bio. And so they can set up a real start. I'll call it a starting business page, because the really upgraded members, which start from $49.95 a month and then it goes up to founding members, which are $12.99 one time, and everything in between. Those are the people who can use really all of the features of So Cool. The ones I was talking about, the you know, posting to 25 of the sites, it's going to be 40 soon. We're adding, I think there are 26 sites now. We're going to add about 13 or 14 more. And they get all these things, like the image squeak. They get everything that's in there. So it's a much better deal to upgrade. Most of the people are really upgrading to found. I was so surprised. They're becoming founding members, which gets them a big founding seal. It gets them the highest commissions that we pay. By the way, we pay commissions at So Cool. So that's even for people just starting out, because free members can make commissions as well. And so, you know, they can work their way up if they introduce people to So Cool, earn a little bit of commission. You don't earn much as a free member. But our founding members earn 50%, and they're making a lot of money, Gina, just from So Cool now I'm talking about, not even from, you know, their own advertisements. That's a whole different, you know, ball game. But just earning commissions at So Cool can keep people in let us say, that green spending stuff for quite a while.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's an affiliate program as well as an advertising site. So now I'm going to turn this over to Phil.
Awesome.
What?
Awesome.
We like hearing from both of you, so that'll be cool.
Okay, good. I'm putting him on because I really have to run, and I'm really sorry about that, Rhonda. I mean,
I'm so glad you did come on, and I'll see you in a week and a half.
Okay. Okay, hang on. I'm putting Phil on.
Cool.
Hi, guys.
Hello,
Phil. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
Well, I'm glad you could make it.
We finally managed that we would rearrange our schedule and get with you guys because we couldn't leave you up in the lurch like that.
Thank you so much.
Now, where are we up to?
Well, we've been talking about So Cool and what you can use it for. It sounds amazing. I can't wait to go and try it.
There is a huge bunch of stuff that's in there already. As Jane was just explaining, there's the fact that every message that you're posting is pinging the weblogs. And for those of you who don't know what the weblogs are, it's a bunch of sites that the search engines look for new content on. So every time you ping a post that's got some different content in it, and it pings these weblogs, it records it and provides a URL track back to where that comment is made so that the search engines can find it. So that's a really, really cool part of it.
That is.
Because it means that you're getting extra exposure from the search engines without even asking for it.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I know what it takes to do that manually. It's not an easy process. It's very time-consuming.
Yep. Well, So Cool does it all automated for you.
That's fabulous.
And the other thing is, too, that there are certain weblogs that we've put in there. I think we've got a total of, I think, about 23 or 24 all told, but then you've got sites like Blogger or WordPress and about four other sites in there that I can't think of the names of right now that are actually like blogs.
Mm-hmm.
They also ping the weblogs themselves, and they ping a different set of weblogs. So it's got pretty wide reach.
Wow, so the content you post also goes into those sites too?
Absolutely. If you've got accounts in those, then all you do is you put your username and password into the tools in the back office, and it'll also go there.
And I can tell you on a tip from Ron Capps, I've been testing this recently. Ron was telling me that in addition to the blog that I have on my regular site, that I really want to have a blog on at least WordPress.com as well as Blogger. And I think there's four or five that he wanted me to have them on. So what he suggested that I do is I post my content one place and just have the RSS feed pull the content into the other ones.
Yep.
And what he told me to watch was watch to see what content gets indexed in Google first.
Mm-hmm.
And it really blew me away watching that because it's certainly not my main blog, the thing that I've been looking to. That actually gets posted to first.
Right.
It's usually either Blogger or WordPress.com that gets
indexed. Mine's usually WordPress, yeah, and then Blogger, and then my own will come in a little later, and I don't know what other sites Ron had recommended, but I did find a way to get the feed in those two, and that's what I do, yeah.
And by doing that, it also ends up turning out that it's not my blog, my main blog, that has the best search engine rankings. It's usually these other sites that will pop my blog post every time, no matter what I do.
Yeah, well,
so having a way to do that in an automated fashion is just awesome.
Yeah. One of the reasons that those other sites come up first is because, one, they've probably been around a lot longer. The second thing is that because they are fairly popular sites, like WordPress and Blogger are hugely popular, Google ranks them a lot higher. And when Google ranks things a lot higher, they also appear higher in Yahoo and MSN and a bunch of the other search engines.
Yeah. Oh, that's really great.
That's beautiful, yeah.
And as Jane was leaving, she started to say that you've got some new things coming to So Cool, and then she said, let me put Phil up.
Yeah. Yeah, we have indeed. So Cool is what we call the never-ending story. It's an ongoing work in progress that we're constantly adding to. One of the new things that we're going to be adding to is we're going to be adding what everybody seems to love, and that is a bunch of submitters.
Oh, nice.
Things like directory submitters, article submitters. There'll be a whole bunch of relevant stuff that's going to go in there. That's going to give you, our members even more marketing power.
Wow.
We're working on those now.
That's fantastic. Yep, everyone does seem to like those a lot. And I was so surprised when one of my very favorite syndicators went out of business. Article Marketer was my favorite. And they closed their doors. So having a new place to go to get articles out to article directories will be a very happy thing for me, because I haven't found another one I liked as well.
Yeah, I think one of the things is it's because of the marketplace the way it is, a lot of the stuff that's been around for donkey's ages, I've found a number of sites that I used to use have gone out of business, and it's simply because they didn't diversify.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the things that we tried to do in our own business. We've tried to reach a broad or do a broad range of different things so that we're not locked into one market.
Well, and Rhonda even told me today, my blog announced that they're closing their doors, and my blog is a key component of my blogging system because of the fact that, number one, by having your content also get indexed in there, it helps get more bloggers to your blog. But more importantly, those are the stats that we use to track all the actions in the blogs.
Right.
And their stats show you stuff that no other stat system shows you.
Right.
But they didn't really diversify. The only way they had of making money was when people would upgrade the stats in their blogs, it's $25 a year. That's their only income source. They don't even use their list.
Right.
They don't even monetize the list. So it doesn't surprise me that they've announced that they're closing their doors, but it is going to be sad to see them go, because the other option is blog catalog, and it's not nearly as good.
Yeah, well, you're going to find a lot of sites like that will do the same thing simply because they didn't, well, two reasons. One, they didn't diversify, and the second thing is that you're going to find, if you look at the general marketplace in the offline world, a lot of businesses now, because of what's happened in the economy, are starting to rationalize, and they're starting to go, like this business will join that one over there or overtake that one, and they'll sort of amalgamate their resources. If you look at the way, for example, Amazon, when it first started out, was losing money hand over fist, just as a book, a book selling site.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they diversified into every other imaginable product you can think, and now they're a hit. They're making a fortune.
Oh, and there isn't a thing you can't buy at Amazon, I don't think.
That's exactly right, because they learned that diversification was the best form of medicine. And now they're starting to really make money for their investors. But
absolutely.
Like anything, you've got to watch what the marketplace is doing, and you've got to move very quickly in that direction.
Very true. So who benefits the most using SoCool? Is it people just getting started, people who have been around for a while?
No, we're actually getting quite a mixture. We're getting a lot of newbies, that are new to the social media marketing world. Who are just trying it out to see whether they can make some money with it. We're getting people like Willie Crawford, who's been around for a long, long time. Frank Garin is another one that's using it.
Well, if Willie's there, Frank is for sure there, because Willie probably brought Frank in.
Ed MacArthur's there. Mike Gillespie's there. We've got some big people there as well. So I think once they start using it, and they start to see the power of SoCool, they're all starting to go, hey, this is really cool. I'm going to really start using this now.
Excellent. I'll let you go ahead and ask Phil some questions. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just getting familiar. Actually made my first squeak. Is that the right term?
That's correct.
A few minutes ago. My first squeak on SoCool, and
It's a squeak on SoCool and a tweet on Twitter.
Right, yes, I did call it a squeak. Yes,
yep.
I thought that was the right word. So, yes, I have actually made my my first squeak, and so
cool.
That was fun. I was also playing with the profile, and of course people have, and this is so different from Twitter, because you can put in your PayPal email and so forth, and you can earn commissions because it's SoCool, and get, as you call it, a downline. When you refer people and they upgrade, that you're actually earning a commission. I think that's pretty significantly different.
Yes, it is.
I love the fact.
The other thing is interesting too. That everyone that signs up, you know, unlike most programs, you people sign up under you and they're in your downline. But at Twitter, they can sign up under you, but they're not necessarily following you.
They can sign up to your profile, right?
In SoCal,
yeah, but that doesn't mean that.
Yeah, in SoCal, mm-hmm. when they sign up under you, they're automatically following you.
Mhm.
So it gives you an instant audience to reach.
So that's a good thing that they are already doing that. And then if they come in as a free member and they start to look around and go, oh, well, I could do more advertising if I actually had a paid membership, and then you're able to benefit from it. So. Now let's see, I was looking for the place to update all the social networks.
Yep.
There
is a place if you go into that, when you first log in, there is a section called the control area, right, which has got a bunch of different icons on it. The top section of
the members area?
The members area, yeah. We call it the control panel. And it's mm-hmm. On the left-hand side, there are a bunch of different icons that you get when you sign up. And there's a whole range of things that you can do. In the second section, there's five of them. That's where the bronze members get.
Mm-hmm.
From that's the $9.95 membership. From that point on, you then go to the third section, which is the add-on section. And this
mm-hmm.
is the one that we continuously add things to. And they can basically, we structured it in such a way that people can actually order what they want rather than us say, well, here it is, it's $29.95 a month. If you only
uh-huh.
want the order welcome or you only want the direct squeak, you can buy that.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to buy all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You just basically buy what you want.
Right. So if you want to add a ClickBank ID and you don't have the higher level, you're still able to pay for that. So that's kind of an interesting thing where you can take somebody who's starting might take a bronze membership because they're starting out and then go, oh, well, I'd like to have this feature or that feature, and you can pay $3 or $5 more or whatever per month and have that additional feature if you want to have it.
That's right.
Now, the ability to add a picture along with your profile photo, is that in the higher levels of membership only?
No. You can, in the free memberships, you can add a picture in the profile area. You can add a profile description. Once you get to the bronze level, you can actually add up to 5 pictures or 5 profiles, which enables you to rotate them and put a tracking link on them to find out which one's working better for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can add live links when you get to the bronze level as well. You can add live links to websites that you promote. You can add 5 live links, for example, to different social media sites that you belong to that you want to promote or you want to get more trackers and followers for.
It's a bit to get used to. Because there's a whole bunch of these little icons for this, that, and the other thing that are in the control area. So, you know, it will take someone a little bit of time to kind of figure out where everything is. But as I tell anybody with any network, the first thing is at least go and get your profile information there, get your PayPal and all that, and get a picture up and your description so that at least you look like you're in business.
Yeah.
And it also makes you easier for somebody to find because I think, Jean is in there, but she hasn't really set up, and I'm having a devil of a time finding her because I don't know. I used her, I thought might have been her screen name, can't find her. So when she gets set up, that will be a little bit easier for you to be findable. So it's always good to get that profile set up, and then because they do have a search users function.
That's right.
You're going to be able to invite others by email at some point. I don't think that one's live yet, is it, Phil?
No, that's coming very shortly.
Right,
we tried to do it the same way that that Twitter did it, and we got a bunch of spam complaints, so we had to pull that one.
Okay.
We wanted to try and figure out how to do it in such a way that, number one, that wasn't going to be a problem for people, and
mm-hmm.
number two, that it was done in accordance with the Cairns Spam Act, so...
Of course.
I mean, basically, you know, what happens is that when you use the Twitter model or you use, you know, some of the other models that are out there, they go into your email account.
Mm-hmm.
But those people have sent you emails. They haven't necessarily agreed to receive anything back from you.
Right.
Right.
They might have communicated with you on something, and that's all that they wanted. And,
yeah,
so,
I mean,
yeah.
You might have been communicating with your bank manager, and that, all of a sudden you find that the bank manager's data has been pulled into this thing. There seems
right.
to be no way of, you know, segregating the stuff that you actually want to be able to pull in, rather than as opposed to the stuff you don't.
Sure.
So we're trying to figure out a way around that.
So you're working it out, but at least people are able to, you can certainly send people the link to your So Cool page, and that way they would be able to track you and pay attention to what you're doing. So that if you do have a list, there's nothing at all seeing an email list or just some friends go, oh, I'm over here on So Cool, and be able to send them your link. And I was laughing. I told Jane in an email, I, of course, am blind, and I use a screen reading program. And because of the way you spell it, my screen reader goes So Cool. And I remember when I first heard that, I went, gosh, I wonder how they're spelling that. And because I was, of course, not seeing it, I was hearing it, and
right.
I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, what on earth? I could have been K-E-W-L, could have been whatever, you know. So it was just really funny because of the screen reader. And I sometimes hear people's names mispronounced so often in the screen reader, I have to remember. But I've been good about calling it So Cool and not So Cool.
Well, that's one of the things that some people have got to get used to. I mean, our Indian programmers, we were talking to them on the phone the other day, and they call it Sokalay.
Oh, that's funny.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not every culture gets what you mean. I think the phraseology, so cool, right, this is so cool,
mm-hmm.
is more of an American,
exactly.
English-Australian type thing rather than the rest of the world understanding it that way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's okay, though. It was just a funny thing. But there are some, I'm looking here at some of the custom features that a person can add, or you would get these with the higher memberships,
right.
But you can add your ClickBank ID for one thing, so that now that would be, of course, if you advertise something from there, you've already got your ID in there, but this way it allows you to have more ways of earning money because you have that just automatically linked to your profile.
That's right. And I mean, we brought that in that, you know, people were going to be sending people to their posted page, right, which is the
right.
same they would if they were sending out their Twitter link. It's where they do all their postings, where all their messages are, and they want people to see all that stuff. We thought
right.
at the same time that people are scouring through all those messages and looking at things, we might as well give our members a way to make extra money from ClickBank.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, they're on the page anyway, so you might as well add extra revenue streams in.
Right. And that's one thing that's very different is that because there are these other ads and other revenue streams, if you don't have those features, that means if somebody does happen to make a purchase, and you're going to lose out unless you have your ID hooked up. So
that's
I think
right.
that's really brilliant that you are really monetizing the site in many different ways, not only whatever people may say in their squeaks or in their Sockwell messages, but
yep.
in these other areas and ways to be monetized. And
yep.
you can also, as an additional feature, to schedule posts. So if you're going to be away or you're going to be really busy or working on a project, you can, in the upper levels, this is included, or at the lower levels, you can add this service on where you can actually do advanced posts the way many of us like to do in Twitter.
Yes, that's quite correct.
So that's a good thing. And then the Sockwall is what gives you the longer posts, correct?
Yeah, and Sockwall is really, really unique. I mean, a lot of people, they're all out. If they've got a blog, they know exactly what we're talking about. But
right.
you can do any length of post in Sockwall. I think it goes up to 1,000 characters. And what it will do is it will take the first part of the message, like if you want to post that on other networks, then it'll
mm-hmm.
take the first part of the message, insert a bit.ly URL, that's bit.ly, a bit.ly
right.
URL. When people click that, it will automatically take them back to Sockwall where your full post is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if you
and
make
so that
you make that
yeah.
first part really intriguing, and get them to
right.
click it, it'll click back mm-hmm. to the full post where they can read the entire post.
The way that we teach people to write a blog post is that you're going to write something enticing and start telling a story at the beginning that's really about how somebody can solve a problem. And then before you get to the steps to a solution is where you would cut it off and put it where they have to click the next page to read more or whatever. And that would be the beautiful place to cut off your link on the get people back to the stock wall.
That's exactly right.
Very
yeah,
good. So another of these, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I've got my little dog barking in the background.
I hear him.
He's an annoying little twit at times.
Oh.
Absolute darling, but he's annoying.
Well, that happens sometimes. And Trippy sometimes makes herself known during our radio shows. And last week, Trippy, my cat, was sitting on my lap, and she meowed a couple of times. So very emphatic. Just the right place, too, for once. That was really funny.
I often wonder whether they're designed to punctuate in the right places.
Well, she certainly seemed to be last week. She was providing really good punctuation. Just at the point where it's like, oh, yes, and the cat agrees. It was really cute. So you also have, as a special feature, you have a way to do a custom welcome. So when somebody
yes.
comes, instead of just getting the canned or the pre-written, I should say, not canned, the pre-written welcome, you actually can create a custom welcome so that it can sound just like you and whatever you would say and however you would greet people.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty nice. And that comes by email, correct?
That comes by email. Basically, what we looked at there was that some of the other sites were doing that with Twitter, but you had to virtually sit there and write the email from start. And a lot of people, some of them find it difficult to write their own name. So we wanted to cater for those people more than anything. But also, you can take what we've done, just delete it, and put your own stuff in there and make it sound, you know, like you said, as though it's from you. And as you would well know with the work that you do, the first impression that somebody has of you is critical
mm-hmm.
as to whether
yeah.
they're going to listen to you, whether they're going to follow you from now on, whether they're going to take notice of what you say.
Right.
So you want to create that very, very first pre-impression, and it needs to be a really, really good one.
Well, the thing that happens in Twitter a lot of times is when people do that through one of the other additional applications or tools that you can use, many people will send a quick welcome message, but it's usually, hi, buy my stuff, bleh, and what I say, they're puking out a link at somebody.
Yeah, that's not a welcome lesson. That's walking through the storefront and I, you know, what do you want to buy?
Right.
I don't want to buy anything. I want to look around.
Right. I want to get to know you and find out if you're even worthy of my time first, right?
Absolutely.
So by this having a customized welcome in an email, and it's not just 140 characters, it's actually a message. And I've read some of the pre-written ones that I've seen come in that you have done, but, of course, it's always nice to be able to customize.
Sure. And
we
strongly recommend that.
Yes. And I see also there's another one of the special customized features here is, again, for those who are upgrading. And at the low levels, you can choose these as add-ons, or at the higher levels, some of these things are included. But you can add images and video and different things in there, too. That's one of the other features.
Yes, that's very true. And so, I mean, a lot of people do video promotion, or they'll do image promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at on Google or on, you know, whenever you're doing up a page or whatever, it always talks about using image tags, right, to get
yes.
ranked higher in the search engines. Because, you know, strangely enough, Google, along with some of the other search engines and everything, actually scan your images that are on the page to see whether they're
mm-hmm.
relevant to the page. So what you want to do is you want to have a good image tag in there, like, you know, that when people mouse over, you know, instead of just being, this is an image, or, you know, image JPEG dot, you know, whatever,
okay.
It actually says something. It gives a message about what the image is for.
Right.
So it ties,
yeah.
that sort of ties in. So we're able to do that on this particular page. You're able to put in, you know, what the mouse over text will be. You're able to put in the URL, and then you're able to put in the image, which leads them to the place that you want them to go to.
Which is exciting. So if you have a video, and a lot of times in the video or an image, you may have a link in there, but this way it gives you another opportunity to tell people where it is they're going to go. It also alerts the search engines, and so then, of course, your website or whatever is going to come up in the search engines, which is quite significant.
Absolutely.
And in case folks are wondering, inside of So Cool, I'm at socool.com/thestorylady, and inside the members area, what Phil and I have been talking about are the links down at the bottom of the page. I've just gone across the first row of two is what we've talked about so far, and I'm just giving a chance for Phil to share what some of these things do and kind of share how powerful they're going to be as part of your marketing. So you also have a place that's called My Favorites.
You know, My Favorites is an interesting thing. We basically looked at Twitter, and, you know, if I wanted to follow Willie Crawford, I could do that. But then if I wanted to just call up Willie Crawford's latest posts, there didn't seem to be a way to do that.
Uh-huh.
So we brought in what we call My Favorites, which actually stores 10 people that you find that you follow the most. And in those 10 people, you can just, you know, pull them down from a drop-down menu. You can pull up, you know, like Ken MacArthur. I can pull up Ken MacArthur's name, and it will display, the whole page will display Ken MacArthur's latest posts. So I can see exactly what he's been doing in the last week or so.
So for someone who's really busy or you have a lot of followers, that really helps you hone it down and just have your inner circle sort of list, if you will, those people you really want to pay attention to.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there have been many, many times that I've wanted to know what Ken's doing lately. So I just go to my drop-down menu and I just go, Ken, bang, there it is, all in front of me. And I can just scan it and I say, oh, okay, that's now that one I missed. I can go do that one now.
And the cool thing is since it's going to post to Twitter, you can come here first and then you just know it's still going to get to everybody on Twitter, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
The next square you have there are founder offers. Now, what is that, Phil?
The founder offer is perhaps the best offer that we make. And if you notice that when you when people become a founder membership, they get a little logo that fits on the top of their poster page, which says founder. So when they're sending people there, people click on that to find out what that means or what it's about, and they go to the founder offer page. It's the best offer that SoCool has got right at the moment. And we did this from the start of the launch when we first decided to open SoCool's doors, that we would offer what we call a lifetime position. And we would do it at such a, I mean, it's a hefty price for some people, but, you know, people, you know, we were actually stunned, to be honest. The founder positions are normally, or they're going to be normally $19.95. That's $1,995 for a lifetime membership.
Right.
We decided that for the first 500, we would knock that way down to $12.99.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so give a significant discount. And then after
right.
that, for the next 1,000, they would go up to $16.97.
Mm-hmm.
So we were only ever going to sell 1,500 of these at the discounted prices.
Right.
And then they would go up to the full price from then on.
Mm-hmm.
In the first 8 weeks since we launched, we'd sold 240 of them. And if you told me,
wow.
you know, before we started that was going to happen, I would have thought you were dreaming in this economy.
Exactly. That's quite amazing.
Yeah, well, I think what happened was that people looked at what we were doing, looked at what we were giving everybody, looked at all of the things that we had on the drawing board and planned for, you know, that we were going to bring in, and thought, if I become a founder member right now, I'm going to get all of this stuff for life.
And everything else.
Every add-on's free.
Right, every add-on's free. Everything, you and maybe in a year or 6 months or whatever, you'll go, oh, well, we should add blah, 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 whatever. And that will be included for those who are founders, whereas the others would have to pay for that.
That's exactly right.
That's really quite incredible. So the next thing here is that direct squeak to all trackers. Now, that would be like sending a blast out to your list, your email list or whatever, but this is a way to reach all the people who are tracking you on So Cool. That's a really nice little feature, and again, it's if you're at just the bronze level at $9.95 a month, it would be extra. But for at some point, I don't know which level it is, but it becomes included.
Yeah, when you become anything, just to clarify this for people, when you're a bronze, you know, if you're a bronze member, then mm-hmm. this is an add-on price that you would add on.
Right.
If you're a bronze plus member, that's the one at $49.95 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Anything from bronze plus above silver, gold, and founder, they automatically get this.
Mm-hmm.
It's all included in the price. That's from bronze plus above. And this Direct Squeak Everyone is a really cool little tool. Basically, it means that, like you said, you're building your own list. You've got a bunch
right.
of followers. In Twitter and some of these other places, you know, like Facebook and whatever, you've got a bunch of followers. But you can only message them one at a time, or in some places you can only go up to 20 at a time.
Right.
I think Facebook you can actually message about 20 people at a time.
Right, but not many. And it's not easy. You have to go and hand do it. It takes more time than it's worth.
Yeah, it takes a long time. It's
right.
You know, makes it ridiculously hard for business people.
Exactly.
It's all right if you've got, you know, 20 friends and you just, you know, you've got nothing else to do for the day. But once you start to be a business person, then it starts to get, you know, more mechanical and more of a waste of time than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that what we would do is not only would we allow people to direct squeak all of their followers, was that we would make it so that they could do it all at one time rather than have to do
mm-hmm.
it individually. And
mm-hmm.
it appears in two places. It appears in the email inbox, right, that says that you've just received a new squeak.
Mm-hmm.
It also appears in the online inbox in the members area. So that you
mm-hmm.
can go to your direct squeak inbox and you'll find the latest message in there. So if you
mm-hmm.
if you've lost track or you deleted a very, very important email that you received from one of your followers, and they sent you this particular thing, and you wanted to join it,
right.
but you deleted it, and you know you were going to have dinner or something like that, and you got sidetracked, you can still go into your inbox in SoCool and still find it in the Direct Squeak inbox.
Excellent. That is very cool. And, you know, the thing is, because for these things, somebody has to actually pay to be a member, I think it's also going to cut out, if you will, the riffraff, the people who just want to get buy something and see if they can slam it down as many people's throat as possible, because they have to be serious enough about marketing, even if it's just to plunk down $10 a month, at least it's something. And then these are all, of course, add-ons. But I think that's going to help to differentiate SoCool from Twitter, but the fact that although there is the free level, of course, really to do much of anything for marketing, you have to be willing to step up a little bit.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we're going to be bringing in a whole training program shortly, because
mm-hmm.
what we want to do is we want to teach people that one of the ways that you become very, very successful in social media is that you first build your relationships before you try to
right.
build your business. And, you know, a lot of people think that social media, well, you know, it's like building relationships, and we understand that, we get that part of it. This is all, you know, so new, we've got to learn all this again. Well, actually, so this idea of building relationships first is about 100 years old.
Right.
If you look at all of the master salespeople that have ever lived,
oh, yeah.
they will teach you, the first thing that they talk about is you go into somebody's
yeah.
store to sell them something, don't talk about your product, find something that owner has done with that store and talk to him about that.
Right.
Build that relationship first and build that trust, and he'll buy whatever you want him to buy.
Before the show is over, I want to make sure that folks know where to go to get signed up for SoCool. So, Linda, where can I go?
Well, you would send, this is not my program, so whoever the program owner is.
Rhonda, can you?
Send them to Rhonda's URL.
I'm at socool.com/thestorylady, and you'd be able to find me there, and I believe that's the correct syntax to sign up as well for it. And what,
yes,
so Gina, what I've been doing is kind of going through some of these premiums in the members area to give people an idea how much more powerful this is than your Twitter and your other typical sites.
Go on, Gina.
So cool is SOKULE.com, correct?
SoCool.com/TheStoryLady That's correct.
And I have an account on SoCool also. I'm not quite sure what my URL is, but I will be using SoCool myself here in the coming months.
Once you get there, look for me, and then people will be able to hook up. I can't find you.
I'll make sure that I somehow come over and get you to find me. How's that?
Right. Yeah. Get found. Or I think once you actually have your profile set up, it would be easier to do that. But it is.
I think basically if you go to the search tool, and you go down to the bottom which says search by username or last name.
That hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked?
No. I mean, not for her. It has for other people. So I think that maybe she isn't set up or something.
I think it's because I don't have my profile set up, but I know I signed up under Susan, so.
Okay.
Anyway, I will get
that
straightened out.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you and Jane in a week and a half on the cruise.
Oh, cool. You're going on that.
We are.
Excellent.
We'll have to make sure we get together for dinner or something one night.
Absolutely. That'll be fun.
I can't wait.
A lot of fun. And it's been so fun to really, this is such a powerful network for people with so many options. So I really do hope everyone will go to SOKULE.com/TheStoryLady, hook up with me there. You'll be able to hook up with Gina soon. And it's a fabulous network and a way to grow relationships and your business. It's great.
You couldn't be in better hands, either, Rhonda.
That's true.
And thank you so much, Phil, you and Jane both, for being here today. We really appreciated it.
You're welcome, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Take care. See you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you, Gina.